Mad Marv's Notebook for August 9th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2017. So I just saw episode 3 of Rick and Morty, season 3, episode 3 of Rick and Morty. This season starting off a lot stronger, I think, than they did last time, season 2. I like how they kind of cleaned the slate of old storylines in the first episode, just tying all the old threads into a nice little bow and flushing it down the toilet. Then starting off new with some whole new characters. Kind of reminds me in ways of Archer. Whereas Archer tried to clean up all of their old storylines by going... By leaving the spy business and going into the drug dealer business and then now going into a dream sequence. I think Rick and Morty cleaned up their plot threads a lot more in neater ways anyway. Then again, Rick and Morty never really had to make sense. They just had to put forth an idea and run with it, no matter how ridiculous or crazy it seems. And that reminds me, one of the questions Chuck asked on the last Technorama show is what TV show I've been avoiding. And I've been avoiding Doctor Who. I know I've seen at least one episode from some season. I just can't for the life of me remember it at this point. I know it was around the time when I first heard about it, so it must have been around the time podcasting started, so call it 10 years ago. I don't know who was the current doctor then, but I just couldn't get into it after. It must have been one or two episodes, and I can't even remember the details of it, but I remember the feeling of the story. It had not that serious of a sci-fi bent, but it's a funny thing of how humor can fall flat or just grab you. And you can't really pin down why. And I remember this happening a lot when I used to collect comics, especially the ones that tried to be humorous. There's one I liked in particular called Archer and Armstrong. That was by Barry Windsor Smith. He was one of the artists. No, I think he was a writer and artist of the original Conan series by Marvel. And he went on to do Archer and Armstrong and a few others, and I really liked the humor in Archer and Armstrong, but in others, when he tried to take like a photocopy, or if you just imagine the same characters, put them into a different background story and try to do the same shtick, it didn't work the second time around. And I remember being surprised by that when this was in college, on how the formula that should have worked just didn't in comedy. And yeah, that's something that's always been a head scratcher for me. So I know there's some things that on paper sounds like I should love, but I don't. And others that normally Rick and Morty, it wouldn't hold my interest. I know I like my sci-fi a little bit more serious, but when it's taken to this level of humor, you know, a little bit more on the South Park and a little bit more South Park than Simpsons, let's put it that way. It has a nice mix, and I like the character of Rick. He's a lot more entertaining to watch than most others, even comparing him to... Yeah, that's another thing. I don't really like Sheldon Cooper in The Big Bang Theory, but Rick Sanchez, yeah, he's hilarious. So anyway, I have no idea how I got to this point. Anyway, what was I going to... I know there was something else I meant to talk about, but I'll get to it tomorrow. Bye.